Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why Show Me Scares.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm Shayla.
And I'm Terry.
Welcome to Show Me Scares. And we're still kind of high from last night.
Why are you high?
You know why.
You didn't share.
So yesterday, last night, we did a Facebook Live. We did Birth a Giffer. That was our first time doing like a true crime kind of episode live. And it went so well.
We had so much fun.
It was so much fun. And I never thought that it would go over so well.
How come?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's that stupid because it lends to a discussion, and that's what happened. It was a really good discussion, and it was so much
Everybody's
fun.
Everybody's opinions was awesome.
Yeah. It was really awesome. In. So thank you for everybody who joined in on that. And it's still on Facebook if you want to see it. It's there. So you can still go and watch it. Again, thank you for everybody who was there live, and we had so much fun. We will do it again soon. I asked for kind of requests, let's say, on what we should do next, and we got a request to do Roland T. Owen live, which I was like, let's go do it right now because that's one of my favorite cases ever.
I'm excited to hear what people think about that one.
I know. Well, there's wild theories, and mm-hmm. you can have wild theories because nothing has ever been solved. So it lends to that. I mean, it's just open
for anything.
Nothing
makes sense on that case.
No, it doesn't. So tonight we're going to do Ghosty.
Yeah. It's been a while, I feel like, hasn't it?
No. Yeah, maybe, because we did the Potter case, which really wasn't either. It was just like a what the heck kind of case. Mm-hmm. It has been a minute.
Yay,
so this is just a good old-fashioned ghost story.
I'm ready.
What I thought was most interesting is this case, this house that we're going to talk about, actually was covered in a book by Hans Holzer. So the granddaddy of all of us who are into paranormal field, right? In 1972, he wrote about this house in his book Gothic Ghosts.
That's a known one.
Yeah, it's very popular, and it's interesting because it is a residential place. I mean, obviously it's a house, but I'm saying like this isn't some historical place,
but
historical
you can go tour
home
or whatever.
That they've made into a museum. No, this is a place where people still live.
Oh, wow.
And
I wonder if they get bugged all the time by, hey, can we investigate your house?
I guarantee they do because it's all over the place.
Yeah.
It wasn't one that I had heard of before necessarily, but once I started looking for information, there was quite a bit out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised. I would be very surprised if they haven't. We actually watched a YouTube video where some woman was talking about it, and she was sitting on their street just videotaping their house. And I'm like, I wonder how many times this happens. And they're like, get out of my yard. Seriously, like, leave me alone.
Please just leave. Weirdo.
So this is the Gem House, and I've heard it called the Gem House. It's G-E-H-M. So I guess it could be either, but I have a reason that I think it's Gem, and you'll see that later. But this is in Webster Groves, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
The house was built in 1895 by Bert Adams.
1895.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
A little bit. It is a two-story home with a basement, and it's beautiful. There's nothing special about it, though. It just looks like a normal house. I think of like Amityville house. Like that house looks haunted. Maybe because we now think of anything that looks like Amityville to be haunted, because we know what Amityville is. But this house doesn't look like, oh, that's definitely a haunted house. And mm-hmm. it's in the neighborhood that it's on Plant Avenue, and the houses there are just gorgeous.
So it's just another house in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
looks haunted about it.
And
I'm sure.
It, of course, it's historic and a very old house. I don't know, you know, what the other houses, like how that kind of popped up and was created, that neighborhood. I don't know exactly how that went and if those other houses like came along after, you know, I don't know how the order of the houses were built and how old the other houses may be in the neighborhood, but don't know much about the neighborhood. It's just a nice neighborhood, a very nice neighborhood. The house gets its name from its longest owner. And I don't know that it's the longest owner actually now, because I think the last owners that had it longer than him. So, but the man's name was Henry Gimm.
Oh, well, that explains it.
He lived in the house from 1906 until his death in 1944. In 1956, so 12 years later after he had died, Sam and Fanny Furry, either way, they move into their house with one young daughter. And they had a kind of a funny situation from what I understand. He snored like a freight train and she had night terrors.
Oh, well, that's a good combination.
Yeah. He would snore and she would like beat the shit out of him when she was having her night terrors. So they had gotten to the point where they were like, we cannot sleep in the same room. We can't do it.
Oh, no.
It doesn't work. So when they find this house where he can sleep away from the family downstairs and not keep everybody awake with his sawing logs.
She's not kicking his butt in her sleep.
Yeah. Then it was perfect. So they move into the house and at this time, I think it's probably been renovated a few times. At this time, it was 4 bedrooms. So it was perfect. They had enough bedrooms. They could stay away from each other. It was great. I mean, there was actually, before they decided to split rooms, times when he would like be woke up getting like socked in the noggin, like she was beating
kicking
him.
His butt.
And so it was necessary to be apart. About 3 months after they moved into the house, Fanny is sleeping one night and she's being shaken awake. And of course she thinks it's Sam and she's like, leave me alone. I'm sleeping. And it doesn't stop. She's still shaking. And
is that how it goes?
That is exactly how it is when you're being shaken awake by a ghost. She opens her eyes and sees that nobody's there.
Oh,
and
shit.
Is like, huh? Like, I'm awake now. So she sets up, turns on her light, looks around. Nobody's in the room at all. She checks the alarm clock on her bedside table and it's 2 a.m. She's like, well, that's odd. I must have been having one of my dreams, right? That makes total sense she would think that. She goes back to sleep. And the next night, she's shaken awake again.
Same time?
2 a.m. when she checks the
creepy.
Clock. So then she's like, two nights in a row at the exact same time, I am physically shaken awake by something. This is starting to look, seem a little bit weird, right? So she's kind of onto something being odd. The next, I don't know if it's the next night, a few nights later, she is awoken by slamming against the headboard of her bed. Like it's just bam, bam, bam. She said something to the effect of it sounding like sledgehammers just tearing her headboard apart.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so she's like, don't want to open her eyes. You know, she's cowering down thinking her headboard's splintering all around her. And eventually it subsides. So she sets up and turns on the light. Nothing is wrong with the headboard. She's completely alone in the room. It's 2 a.m. So at this time, she decides, you know what? This is too much. There's something going on here. And so she runs downstairs, wakes up Sam, and says, hey, I think our house is haunted. And he's like, okay, you're crazy. You're having your night terrors. Go back to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning. Morning came. They had forgotten all about it. They didn't discuss it. So it was just over with. Or at least she didn't think of it maybe until after he had left. And then she's alone in the house and is like, oh, crap. Ghosts. Anyway, So then that, I don't know if it's the next day. If you read it, there's so many people who when they cover this story say, oh, and then the next day, and then the next day. But these people lived in this house for 9 years. I don't know that it all happened in a week. Mm-hmm. That's just silly to me. So one day, anyway, Fanny is alone in the house and she hears this crash from the living room. She runs into the living room and she finds that this heavy wall sconce light has fallen off of the wall.
Oh.
And is laying in the floor. And so she checks it out. She, when her husband comes home, she has him, you know, take a look at it. And he's like, oh, well, that's just shitty craftsmanship. They put it up wrong. It's fine. I'm surprised it stayed there that long.
Right.
Like,
old house. Yeah. You know, stuff falls apart.
Yeah. So he just brushes it off. It doesn't mean anything. So there's that. Then she starts noticing when she's alone in the house that she can hear footsteps on the stairs. And they always seem to stop at the landing. So when they get to the top of the stairs, they stop.
Huh.
They don't go on into the rooms upstairs or whatever. So, and I don't know the layout of this house. It's really hard to understand. I did find some pictures of it, but it's kind of hard when you hear the stories and read the stories to understand the layout and how they were kind of positioned in their bedrooms. But anyway, at this point, after everything that's going on, there's another night where she's awakened by something. And this time it's banging on her window.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's 2 a.m.
What's the deal with 2 a.m.?
I don't know. So she says, usually you hear 3 a.m. So that's why I'm like, that's maybe this ghost is early. I mean, they're just
early riser.
They have to get up early, get ahead of all the other ghosts so they feel accomplished in their afterlife. That's all it is. And after this happens with the window, and this is after she's been noticing the footsteps all the time, she decides, I live in a haunted house. It is what it is. So she starts,
come to peace with it.
Yeah. She just accepts it, and she starts wearing earplugs at night, and so she can just sleep through the night and sleep through it.
My gosh, could you adjust like that?
No.
Ugh.
No.
It's scary.
Uh-huh. Oof. I mean, I think if I needed to accept it, move on, if I had bought a expensive house and had no money to move, and that's what happens to these people a lot of the time.
They invest so much into it.
And yeah.
They're stuck for a while.
I think I would need a full hood. Yeah. I want my whole head covered. I don't want to know what's going on.
Good grief.
Or, you know, pitch a tent in the backyard. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. When it gets cold, then you just have to deal with it, I guess. I don't know. But eventually they have another daughter, and like I said, they've accepted the hauntings. They're just living with them. And of course, when they have a new baby in the house, they ain't got time to be worrying about ghosts.
That's like, true.
They're busy. And interesting story that happens with this young daughter of theirs. A few years, she's old enough she can talk, obviously, from what you're about to hear. One morning, Fanny's cooking her breakfast. They're hanging out in the kitchen, and the little girl says, who is the old woman that comes to my room at night?
Oh,
and her mom's
creepy.
Like, huh? Well, I'm sorry, what? And so the little girl tells the story that there is an old woman who looks old like grandma, and she's wearing a black dress, and she's holding the hand of a little boy about her age. Aww. And they come to her room at night. She, from what I understand, she didn't say anything about them talking to her or anything. I didn't find what they might have said or anything. It was just like they just showed up, and she wasn't scared necessarily. She was just curious, like, what the hey, why are they coming to my room at night? Mm-hmm. And why do you guys not like hang out with them?
Yeah.
Too, like, what's going on? Of course, she's a kid, so she's, you know, open to this kind of thing too, so that's fun, right?
No,
so
scary.
So Fanny's kind of like, what kind of effect is it going to have? Like, if she's being woken up in the night by ghosts coming into her room, she starts to get a little worried about how that's going to affect her very young daughter, who, from what I understand, was just old enough to, like, make this whole sentence happen. Like, she wasn't, she was not old enough to make any kind of assumptions about what she was seeing or anything. She didn't understand. She saw what she saw, and that was it. One night, Sam kind of confirms the little girl's story. And that's why I said I don't know about the layout of the rooms, because this story doesn't make sense with the other stories of the layout of the rooms. So I don't know what happened there, but whatever. Sam is awoken by footsteps, and he raises up and looks, and he sees a white mist in his room, and it goes through his door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He gets up, rushes to his door, opens the door, and follows it. This, he watches it go down the hall and into his daughter's bedroom. And then after it goes into her room, it just disappears. Well, Sam, ever the skeptic that he is, he says, oh, that was probably just headlights.
Oh.
Because that's how headlights act. I've seen plenty of them do that. Isn't that weird?
He's half asleep. You never know.
Yeah.
He's
just... But they get to where they're asking the little girl daily, hey, did you see your friends last night? And if like a way to help her kind of,
talk about it, just get it out and not
be worried. So the final straw, because like I said, Fanny's worried about the little girl. And the final straw comes when the little girl tells her that the old woman tried to hit her with a broom. It didn't hurt, but the old woman took a swing at her with a broom.
What?
Yeah.
So it's not like a repeating, just walking in with a boy. It's, yeah, she's doing stuff.
Yeah. And I did see another place where it said that she tried to spank her. So I don't know if that was the same deal. Like, mm-hmm, everywhere else said a broom and tried to hit her with it. But this other place said that she tried to spank her, like she was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know
what story is true, but the little girl said it didn't hurt. Like, she didn't want the woman to get in trouble. But,
aww,
yeah. So that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Scary, I think. But that was, like I said, the final straw. And
they moved out.
They moved out. They had lived in the house for 9 years.
I don't think I can handle it.
No. Not as haunted as this place seems, mm-hmm, to be. The next family that moved in were the Walshes. They moved in 1965. Now, they are George, Claire, and they have two daughters.
Okay.
And Claire may be a sensitive. Everything that I understood when I'm reading about her and her experiences and the things that she said, I think she's sensitive. And I don't know that she's aware or that she has, like, embraced that, mm-hmm, but I don't think she's scared of it either. She said the first thing happened 2 weeks after they moved in, but she was quoted as saying she knew immediately when she walked in, she felt it and knew that something was there. So it wasn't any surprise to her when stuff started happening. 2 weeks, like I said, she's alone with the dog Chester. Chester is a little mutt that they rescued.
Aww.
He's a happy little guy. He loves to play, take little doggy naps. Normal dog, but very, very happy and cheerful. Good little guy.
He's a little Bodie.
Yes. Poor people. So they're in the kitchen one day. The family has gone out to shop. What, I don't know what they're out doing, but it's just mom and dog hanging out in the house.
So dad took the girls out to do stuff.
Possibly. Claire's preparing dinner, though. They're not too far. And she hears the dog whine behind her. And so she turns to look and sees the dog staring at something. So she looks in the direction where they're staring. And she watches as a white mist forms into a human shape.
Oh, snap.
Yes. And then it moves from one room to another. Before the dog finally, like, gets up enough courage to freak out and run toward it barking. And then it just dissipates. Just gone.
Oh, wow. That's intense.
I think so. So she's like, okay, I don't know what to do about this. I've never seen something like this before, but we can, you know, we can figure out what's going on. It's going to be fine. She starts noticing strange things, strange noises, like bumps, footsteps, and she gets really curious about the house itself. What's the history here? What's going on here?
So she's willing to tap into it.
Very much.
What's going on?
She's very interested in what could be going on in her house. One night, her and George go to their next door neighbors, the Kurus, for dinner. And they tell them, the Kurus tell the Walshes, we almost bought your house. And we came for a second viewing and we ran into a neighbor from down the street and he said, hey, that house is haunted. Like, it's got some shit going on. I wouldn't do it if I were you. And lucky for them, the house next door came up for sale like 3 days later. So they just bought that house and got out.
They didn't want nothing to do with the haunted
house.
No,
they didn't. They were like, shit, we really liked that house. We love this neighborhood. And then they were like, fantastic. We can just live in the house next door. It's fine. Surely the ghosts aren't going to come across the yard, right? So Claire gets the name of that neighbor that they had warned them and goes to see if he will tell her what brought him to this conclusion. So he says he had visited the house, been a guest in the house for the former owners many times. And the things he saw and heard, he knew it was haunted.
Just as a guest being there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he tells her some of the history that he has heard in the neighborhood. And that's where I got the name Gem rather than Jim.
Right.
Because he says, the story goes that the old man that lived there, his name was Gum or something like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So he says, this guy was real weird. He made a ton of money from the circus. And
from the circus?
From the circus. He was involved with the circus and made a ton of money from that. He didn't trust banks, which was probably smart at that time, you know.
Yeah.
So he had his money converted into gold coins that he hid in little stashes all over the house. But the problem was he was really good at hiding them and he forgot about all the spots that he hid this money. So he couldn't find them all before he ended up dying.
Oh,
and so,
no.
Yeah. So his idea is that's the old man Gim in there looking for his lost money. Like, hi, I figured out the mystery.
Right. He's tearing the house apart to try to find it.
Yeah. So Claire is ecstatic. Not only does she have this haunted house, which seems to be pretty benevolent, just a man looking for money, that's fine. But also, she might have gold coins stashed somewhere in her house.
I'd be the same way.
So she goes home and she makes a list of all the, like, oddities in the house, like all the weird stuff that doesn't quite fit where it is. And the first thing that she gets her attention on, that draws her attention really, is the attic door. The attic door never shuts right. It always seems to crack. It just won't go all the way shut. Whoops. It won't go all the way shut. Okay. So she goes up the attic steps to check it out, and she gets to the top step, and she realizes that the top step is sitting kind of sideways. So she, like, pulls on it, and it comes loose, and there is a hidden compartment inside the step.
What?
Yeah. There's no money there, unfortunately. But she's
found that stash.
Yeah, but she's really excited. She's like, this kind of confirms what I've just been told. Like, this could be true, right?
Exciting.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
No.
I would be like a child running around that house. I would be so excited.
You would tear our house apart.
Pretty much. So she starts noticing, I mean, all kinds of weird stuff is going on, but she's really paying attention to this attic. And she notices that she hears the footsteps. And they always go to the attic and they always seem to stop right at the top step as if they're checking that spot. And then the attic door, even though they've now fixed that step, doesn't close. It will close, but then it'll be open when they check it again. And one day she's in the house and she hears the attic door open and close 4 different times. So she asks her husband, "Hey, what are you doing going in and out of the attic so much?" And he said, "I only went up there once. So get off my nuts."
Really? Oh, I'm sure he said that.
Well, I don't know. You might have. Stop your nagging, woman. So he says, I only went up there once. So you, whatever you heard over and over again, that wasn't all me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interesting for her. But she has all kinds of crap happen. And that's why I think she has the most stories. I think she's the most in tune with what is happening. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty interesting. One day she goes up into the attic to get something that they have stored up there, because that's literally all the attic is in this house is storage, which is in most places, but some places it's living space. So she goes up there to get something, and everything, furniture and everything, has been completely rearranged from the last time she was up there. She checks to be sure. No, her husband didn't do it. But there was a chest, a large chest, that she couldn't get to before. And now it's almost as if something has cleared a path to get to the back, to get to that chest.
Oh.
And there's a drawer slightly open on the chest. So she opens this drawer the rest of the way, and she finds the blueprints to the house that has the name Henry Gim on them.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So she's like, ah, oh. The old man said gum. He must have just had it a little wrong. It was Gim. This is really cool. And on these blueprints, there are circles all over
his secret stash.
His stash places. Isn't that so cool?
That is really cool.
Yeah. The money was all gone.
Poop.
But anyway, the things that happened to her. So not only did she find all that stuff rearranged in the attic, that happened over and over again. Another time she went up there, everything was rearranged again. And there was a toolbox sitting in the middle of the floor that they had never seen before. It had just came and appeared there. No idea where it came from.
That's weird.
Yeah. So they got a new toolbox for free. That's good. She also heard voices from the attic once, as if they were like talking to each other.
Huh.
And then another time she heard someone calling out, like they were calling to a child from the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And she was home alone on both of those instances. So it wasn't the kids or her husband or anyone. So,
wow.
Yeah. A lot going on there.
What an active house.
It is.
Crazy.
The lights in the dining room flickered on the family while they were eating dinner once. Like, I say flickered and I don't mean like our lights flicker. I mean off, on. Like
somebody playing with the light switch.
Yes. Yes. One morning at 4 a.m. See, she started having things happen at 4 a.m. And she would get up. And one night she's woke up. It's 4 a.m. Or, you know, one morning, I guess. And she
it's
goes,
your night still.
She goes to the kitchen and there's a cabinet door open. Everything in the cabinet's been rearranged.
Weird.
She wakes up another time and the drawers, she can hear the drawers opening and closing on their like bureaus. And so she checks everything inside has been rearranged and moved around like somebody's looking for something, really. And her daughter complains about how she hears the drawers opening and closing all the time. And they literally just get used to the fact that their shit's just moved around all the time.
Just leave
it. It's just gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, you organize your sock drawer, you go in the next day and it's all messed up and somebody's been in there rummaging around. That's just what they decided.
Oh my God, my OCD would freak out.
Yes, it would. This would not be a good ghost for you.
Oh, man.
One day she's in the basement and she's doing laundry and a sweater that she had hanging on a hanger comes off the hanger and kind of like looks like somebody has thrown it into the floor.
Not just fall.
Not just like, but it just fell. It was. Phew. It arched a little bit and then came
like
down.
Somebody tossed it down there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So. Okay. Another time she heard a child running up the steps.
She probably thought it was hers.
Mm-hmm. Her husband actually was home one Sunday and everyone had went to church and he had stayed home. And he heard, he had got up to get something to eat, whatever. He's getting his day started on Sunday. And he hears a child running upstairs. So he thinks his family's home from church. So he goes out and nobody's there. They're not back from church. He's alone in the house.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just keeps happening. And their daughter,
living with another family, basically.
Pretty much. Their daughter that is now in the same room as the furry daughter was, reports seeing a little boy in her room.
That must have been the little boy's room when he was younger.
But she didn't see the woman. Mm-hmm. Remember, the other little girl always saw the woman and the little boy. Mm-hmm. This little girl only saw the little boy. And there was a typewriter in her room that woke them up one night, just going to town, typing away by itself.
Hmm.
Yeah. Can you imagine being a kid and that shit happening?
I'd be scared crapless.
I think so. Anyway. Yeah. So everybody's just used to mass chaos in their house all the time. This right. whole family. Except Chester. Chester, the dog, cannot accept it.
Oh, I bet not. That poor little guy.
Mm-hmm. So this dog, who was happy, fun-loving, is now just a ball of nerves, anxious, terrified all the time. So for Chester, they decide it's time to move.
Look at them love their little guy.
And they did not buy a house. They built a house.
They're like, nope, not doing that again.
We are not taking that chance again. It's going to be brand new.
Just Chester better love it.
Yeah. Make sure you check out the land you're building on, because that's important too. That would be terrible if you went from a haunting to being like, well, we outsmarted it this time because we built our own home.
And then the
right on top of a graveyard. It's fine.
Can't win for losing.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, the things that they had happen was just insane. The entire time they lived there was constant craziness. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Couldn't handle it.
No. So, when they leave, Robert and June Wheeler move into the house. And this is the family that everybody kind of knows about having lived in the house. Like, mm-hmm. this seems to be the family that kind of brought it all to light. As far as like everyone else learning about what was going on, right? So pretty quickly they realize they're in a haunted house. It doesn't take very long like the others. And they learn about Gim. I don't know if the Walshes had explained this or what, because the Walshes were renting it from the furry family. So they never bought this house. They were renting it. And they decide, the Wheelers decide, let's find out what we got going on here. So they just start investigating Henry Gim. They want to find out everything they can about this guy who is...
The psycho guy that works with the circus.
He's very much believed to be the one haunting the house. So we need to know who we're dealing with. So they start researching the life of Henry Gim. And they learn that Henry Gim did not make his money in the circus.
Oh.
He made his money in railway cars.
Oh.
But he did lease several of them to the circus. So there's that connection of where that got misconstrued into something that it wasn't. He didn't trust banks. That's true. And he did hide money all over his house.
Wow.
That part of the story is totally true. But he did find it all. There was no money left in the house. He did find it all. That was no big mystery that, yeah. So
he might have struggled, though, the way his ghost is running hectic around the house.
Uh-huh. I think it's really interesting, that little piece. So they've just come to the conclusion that there are many spirits in that house. I mean, at least three.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're saying that the man if you're saying that that has to be a man that's running around looking for things and rummaging through things. But then we have the woman in the black dress and we have the little boy. But maybe the white mist that everybody's seeing is something other than those two. I don't really know if that's what they're talking about, but that's what they came to the conclusion mm-hmm. of. And so they learned that Henry Gim had a grandson who died at the age of 6 while he lived in the house. So that could be the little boy. I think from what I understood that the little girl who had talked about seeing him, he was much younger than that. He was more like 3. So I don't know about that, but it could be that, I mean, that could definitely be the little boy. But from what I understood, the little girl knew that he was 3. She said he's 3.
Yeah, he had maybe told her something.
Yeah. So, and that was the only bit of information that was ever shared from the old woman and the little boy as far as, like, telling the little girl something. So,
yeah,
a lot of ghosts going on there. And so, I find it really interesting that this is just a residence. There's nothing, like, it's not a, I think it could be, but it's in this beautiful neighborhood. And I looked to see if I could find it, and I found it on Zillow. And according to Zillow, it sold in 2018 for $780,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's so a big house.
It's very big. It's beautiful. But also, it doesn't seem that the hauntings are hurting property value any. And I mean, I don't know how many people would check that if they were going to buy a house. Like, just do a quick internet search to see if it's been haunted.
Right.
And reported anywhere. But this is a very popular one. Like, if you did a search of this address, you're going to find all kinds of stuff about the hauntings.
Wow.
So even if you search that street, like, if you were looking on that street, you would be like, okay, we need to make sure this is not the house we're getting.
For sure.
Another really interesting story that I found that's kind of out there, I'll admit, is that during the time he was doing all this dealings with the circus and stuff, he actually came into possession of a bear.
What?
Yes, you heard me.
From this, like, a bear. The circus somehow?
Yeah, yeah, a circus bear. Oh. And he kept it in the backyard.
What? Yeah. Isn't this in the city or in a town?
It's in a suburb.
And this just guy has a bear.
Yeah, I mean, wondering. You know, people have dogs in their backyard, so this guy.
Yeah,
just
it's totally the same thing.
I said he was odd. Okay. And I don't know that that's true. That's one of those crazy stories that kind of gets.
So is there like a ghost bear back there?
There is. That's where I was going with that. There is actually reports of people seeing a bear walking around in that backyard.
Now that's something I have to see to believe, because that's
100%.
Crazy.
And then I would pee myself.
I probably have a heart attack. What?
I know. That's one of the claims. That is one of the claims.
Of the circus thing.
Maybe. I don't know. But interesting, right?
Very. Mm-hmm. I couldn't live there for sure. No way.
Me either. That's a lot going on, but.
And it sounds constant.
Yeah.
Especially at 2, 3, 4 a.m. Woo!
Isn't that weird? Like, the two women had different times that they were waking
up.
Yeah,
it is weird.
Yeah. The one was constantly at 2. The other one was at 4. So, that's cool. But I still think, I could handle this haunting. I think I could handle this one.
Not like Union House haunting?
No, I could not handle that.
Beat
one.
That out.
I didn't say it. I said no, I could not handle that haunting. If my house ever screams at me, it's getting burned down. Okay.
No, isn't it a residence right now? Don't somebody live in it?
Yeah.
Well, what is wrong with these people?
Well, so many things. From what I found on the Union Screaming House, there was a woman who I found on a forum who had come on this forum where they were talking about the Union Screaming House and said, I live in this house. There's nothing here. Like, stop being stupid. So.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm like, okay, that's the demon talking.
She probably just doesn't want people to come and bother her. I'm sure people that live in these residences get bothered all the time.
All the time, I'm sure. But this house. This is a haunting that I could handle. I don't want to be in the room where the woman and boy come at night because, you know, I don't want to see anything while I'm trying to sleep.
You don't want her to try to whoop you with the broom?
No.
But it doesn't hurt. The little girl said.
Listen, lady, get to work with that thing. You think you can just stay around here for free?
You're in her house, by God.
Well, apparently. But no, I think this one's one that's calm enough that I could handle. I wouldn't like being woken up to my headboard being banged on.
I don't want my stuff moved around and drug out. I have to deal with that with you.
That's true. I just think that of the things that you can have happen in a haunting, this That's one's pretty mild. This would be, and the whole like mystery of solving who he was, the kind of things that he did, like that part of it would be so much fun.
And looking for the gold that could possibly be there. Yeah. That'd been fun.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think that would be very
heart broke whenever you didn't find none.
That's what, that's part of me wants to buy an old house. When we buy a house, just to be able to like completely research the history and learn about all the people who have lived there. I think that would be cool. But then, you know, when they came to visit, I'd be like, stop.
Go away.
Yeah.
This wasn't in the contract.
I don't know. What do you think? Would you live there?
No.
Okay.
You?
You just don't like your shit being moved
I
around.
Don't.
Yes, I would live in this house.
No.
This house I would. It's beautiful. It's definitely old, but
it is beautiful if I looked at it as yeah. well, but it's not. No. Nah. But you know me, I probably wouldn't even notice.
You probably wouldn't. That's the bad thing. You wouldn't even notice.
Snap.
Yeah. Good God. So, anyway, let's get to business a little bit, shall we?
Oh, okay.
Since we've covered the Gim House as much as we can cover the Gim House.
That's a good one.
I thought it was good.
I don't
good.
Know how you find these stories. I've never heard of this one.
I made it up.
Wow. You just randomly did a Zulu search and picked a house and called it
Zulu. It's
what?
Zillow.
Oh! Whatever that app is just everybody uses.
That's so funny. Zulu.
All you right. married me.
Goofball. Do we have any reviews this week?
We have two. People are so nice.
Yeah, they are.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
One's from Chamber103.
Thank you, Chamber103.
Five stars and a very nice comment.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is from, I'm just going to do the initials. It's DALG 2012. And another awesome. Five star and a very good review. So.
Thank you both for that. That's,
you guys are helping us so
great.
Much and so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Everything, I mean, all of our feedback's been really good. And I mean, I welcome anything that we need to change, absolutely. But we've been lucky enough that everyone's been very kind and even in giving criticism when we've gotten emails saying, hey, you need to change this or you need to think about doing this differently. It's all been...
Nice way to tell
yes.
us.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have to be buttholes to... Getting. But we haven't experienced that yet, and hopefully it stays that way. Because my heart will break. Yeah. Maybe we have, and you just ain't telling me on this because I don't check the emails.
No, we haven't gotten any. No buttholes yet, as you said.
snap.
So, we, like I said at the beginning of the show, usually we leave the little chit chat stuff for the end, but I was so excited about the way the live went last night that. I couldn't wait, and I wanted to get that out to begin with, and we will definitely do more of those, and we're seeing a little bit more interest and more people showing up for those, and
I love people getting involved.
Yeah,
so fun.
And over the last week, we've gotten a lot of listeners coming on, new listeners.
I hope they stay. I hope they like what they're hearing.
Me too. That's the hard part, like I said, whenever we started noticing listens go up, like in one day, they just shot up like crazy. And I'm like, you feel like you need to do something, like you're restless.
Like, oh my God, like, oh my God.
I need to do something. I need to like put out a bunch of content really quickly. But at that point, it's, you just have to let what you've put out stand, and that's all you can do.
Yep.
And that's,
they like us. If not, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. We're not for everybody. That's okay. I
want to be for everybody.
Me too, but what are you gonna do?
true.
So we have some pretty cool stuff coming up. We're getting ready to do a tour this week where we're going to go check out a really cool historic place.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So we're going to go and, talk with somebody about a really cool haunted location that we can cover in a future episode so we can get a little bit more information on it and kind of get the inside scoop from those that run the joint. And then, you know, we're getting closer to spring, so we hopefully can get out there and and do some more stuff, get to see some more things. There's a really big one that I want to go and see pretty soon.
We're just kind of easing back into it since 2020 shut us down.
And 2021's not been nice yet, so we're gonna get there. It's gonna be fine.
That's a whole different podcast.
So we did have an interesting suggestion last night on the live where they wanted us to do a new episode live. Completely new.
Like just record us.
As we would do the podcast, do it.
Do it live. Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm kind of trying to wrap my head around how we do that because I don't want to record it twice and it be fake. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't want
to set our office up where we can record.
Yeah. Legit I think it will mean changing our office around so that.
Oh, no. I hate when we do that.
I know. It's terrible. But it's
worth it. Yeah. If that's what the listeners want.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. It's absolutely fun doing those lives. So, we'll have to do that. Figure out a really good episode to do live.
I think you have one in your back pocket. You want to do, though.
I do, but the
you're
one
scared
that I was
too long.
I'm not scared. It's too long. I'm scared that I'll cry and I can't get through it. It's too much.
Oh.
Like I think it's too much. I think when we record, I knew when we recorded it.
But that's what they want to see.
I know, but I knew writing the story. Whenever we record it, I knew it's gonna take a while to get through it. It's very, very bad. And I knew that I would probably need to start over a few times.
It's okay, though.
Stop a few times. And I'm an ugly crier, though. Like, I don't want to be like, right on camera with everybody staring at me. So, I don't know about that
one.
But
doing that one.
We will figure something out to do. And I might still decide to do that one. Since lives kind of lighten things a little bit, so it might ease it up a little bit where I wouldn't completely lose my composure.
But then our listeners could see how much you do get involved and dig deep. But then I know you don't want them to see that part of Shayla. Just think on it. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. I mean, I considered doing, whenever we finally cover Lizzie Borden, doing that one live. Because it is absolutely a case where you will debate. You have to debate about that case, but everything about that case, pretty much.
That will be a long one, though.
I was going to say, I feel like that's going to be like a 3-hour long episode. So I think that one will be split up. And because I love it so much. So I don't think that's one that's even viable. Mm-hmm. But
maybe we'll do another. We'll figure it out and do it by the end of the month or beginning of next month.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we did mention last night we wore our shirts that my dad got us on the live, and we had some people who were interested. So again, if you're interested, just email us. We can get those. They're not on the website. We don't own that artwork, so we can't put that on our website.
Right.
That is something we have to purchase through someone else.
Out through Messenger.
However, you know us. Just give us a holler.
A holla.
I did it.
Oh,
and
my.
We'll figure out, because we don't even know what the pricing is on that. So that would be something. But I don't want to go to her and try to figure out all of that if nobody wants to buy one. But there was some interest. We just haven't gotten anybody to
confirm
after the fact. So if you are interested, let us know. And show me your booze. We should do one of those at some point again. So if you have something you want to tell, email us, showmescares@gmail.com. There's also a contact us on the website. So if you would rather do it that way, that's completely fine. But we need your stories to share if you have one or multiple.
Absolutely.
The last time we shared Michelle's story, and it was insane. And so she took up the whole episode, and that was fine. It was great because it was a wild story that was amazing. So anyway,
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think we want to give one big shout out before we end this, and that is to Callie and Spence, who got engaged last week. And so, yeah, we mentioned them on the live, but we wanted to just officially say on the podcast, congratulations, you two adorable people.
For sure. I'm so happy for them.
They're two of our favorites, and we're happy. So you guys have to go ghost hunting with us again sometime.
For sure.
So, all right. Well, we're going to sign off, and we will see you all soon. I'd say we'll probably do another live toward the end of the month, since that was so well received. And we'll have another episode for you next week. We'll talk about some kind of criminal.
Sounds good. You criminal.
Have a great week, you guys. Stay healthy, stay safe. We love you so much, and keep listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.